guest for the first 2 hours today is Geraldine Perry. She's the co-author of The Two Faces of Money and Climate Change, Land Use and Monetary Policy, The New Trifecta. The websites are thehealthadvantage.com and thetwofacesofmoney.com. And so we're talking about what is there left to eat. Somebody said, well, you can always eat chocolate. And that's true.
I do.
I do every day.
I eat cacao nibs, actually. The raw cacao nibs.
Yes.
But food, the problem with a food or diet is, I think it's a very individual thing. So, Lorraine Day, Dr. Lorraine Day, cured herself of, I think she said, stage 4 breast cancer, eating a strictly vegetarian diet.
Exactly.
Right? And a lot of people cure themselves of disease by doing that.
But so not as a sustainable kind of a lifestyle. I think that when you have a particular thing, that you need to take care of that particular thing,
right.
but it's not sustainable.
And we all react differently. You know, there are our digestive system. All of these things interact with how we're going to tolerate a specific food. But over, you know, in general terms, what was proven by West and Price actually was undermined. Not by holistics themselves, when they got into this pH or acid alkaline balance thing and said you needed a plant based diet, because they weren't agreeing on anything. Anyway, I rewrote that my pH balance, the pH or acid alkaline balance, with a lot of the research that counters these ideas that a plant-based diet is going to confer long-term health. Can it help in the short term? Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my mother used to, when she got older, developed allergies to things like eggs. And I think it was part of the problem was she was showing tendencies, which we didn't recognize at the time, towards diabetes.
Oh.
And so she was eating. She was sneaking a lot of, you know, flour and pieces of candy, and things like that.
Yeah.
And so she wasn't getting the nutrients that she needed, and that meant that her body systems were breaking down.
So
and not
you do,
able to
you
handle.
Do need protein, and unless you can mix the vegetables appropriately to get the necessary protein, you're going to be lax in something.
Even then, I have a breakdown somewhere many years ago. Even then, you're going to miss some essential amino acids like methionine and other things. You need what Price and his cohorts before him, and I think Atkins wrote about him, George Mann, Stefanson, there was a bunch of them. What they found was, you know, you needed a certain amount of animal fats and protein. Now, the protein could come from fish. Most of it could come from things like what Sally Fallon likes to call protein sparing bone broth soup,
mm-hmm.
which is very beneficial. A lot of our people do that. Drink that every day. Have some mm-hmm. every day. Homemade mm-hmm. Bone broth soup. So, because of all the amino acids that are in there. So, you know, part of the thing is our individual differences so you can't say, even though we're headed in the direction of prescribed diets, you can't say that for individuals. It has to be, foods that you'll tolerate and so on and so forth, as
right.
well as what overall is incorporated. And that's one of the values for Weston Price was he did show the groups that were, he went from healthiest to the least healthy groups. He deliberately included, by the way, vegetarians and vegans who were gaining popularity at the time. He found none of them that could get achieve long-term health with the diets that they were following.
Exactly.
Not one.
Lierre Keith, for one, wrote a book about it. She was a vegan and she lost her health. I mean, she was just...
Oh, yeah. I read that book, and I read parts of it to my son, who lives
mm-hmm.
in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
He went to a talk of hers at a bookstore.
Wow.
Now, he said he was so upset and disappointed because there's a lot of vegans and vegetarians in San Francisco, and they're dogmatic, because my son said, you can't talk to these people. His friends, a lot of them are vegans. And they threw tomatoes at her at the bookstore.
Wow. Yes, I heard that. Yes.
I mean, yes. Really? Oh, dear. That's the level of our debate and public debate right now, apparently.
Exactly.
Anyway, what Price found was that there was four levels of health in these groups, and I summarized it on the Grain timeline toward the end, under 1939. So the healthiest of the healthy groups were the Eskimos, whose only carbohydrate came from seaweed left in the stomachs of fish.
Wow.
And then the next
and
one,
Amy goes, they ate a lot of fat.
They ate a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Whale blubber and stuff, and then the protein, and some of it was putrefied.
Exactly. They would bury, the Indians would bury this, all this stuff, interesting to think about it. They would bury all this stuff, and they would putrefy it. But
yes.
I think it's kind of like when we ferment things.
Right.
That they just fermented various things, and then they ate it, but...
Yeah. I mean, some of the health remedies that were suggested by Price and others during that time, you know, like there was one that I came across that, you know, today it's repulsive and revolting. One, this pioneer was stumbling around. He was starving, and he'd lost his eyesight, and some Indian came across him. This was in the Northwoods, simpler Canada. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know. But anyway... He couldn't see, and the Indian said, "Well, you know, I know the solution for that." And so the guy begs him, and the guy said, "Well," the Indian says, "I can't tell you unless the chief says I can." So goes back, consults with the chief and the tribe. They say, "Yeah, give him the solution." And he goes, he says, he caught him a fish and said, "You have to eat the eyes, fresh
yes.
eyes," and that cured him.
Wow!
Now today we wouldn't be able to do that. Or I think most of us wouldn't be able to eat this high meat either that the Eskimos do.
Oh, right, because we don't live in, you know, frozen tundra. It is kind of amazing.
It's truly amazing
when you look back and see Kellogg back in, 1900, Kellogg and some of his buddies decided, well, it's a lot cheaper to grow wheat and that kind of thing. So let's get everybody off of protein. Let's get them all eating wheat. It's cheaper to grow, but it isn't as healthy for sustainable health.
And then the money power keeps working and chipping away at this system as you go along, because then you find the, you know, the dwarf wheat being developed in the 70s as a solution to worldwide starvation, when in fact it has to do with the money system. And then you've got...
soy.
Oh, yeah, soy.
Which is an endocrine disruptor and is very, really bad for you. I mean, it does a lot of terrible things to you.
Right, exactly. So it's like how do you know the mountain is really high to climb, because you know obviously you know food is an issue that we were just talking about vaccines, but then you get to the food issue and it gets even more complicated and worse than the vaccine issue and trying to approach people in a discussion. Because I've read, you know, when I first found out about the China study, I started reading. I'm thinking, is this for real? Is this possible? And I just kept looking and looking and looking. And then I started analyzing it according to the research of Weston Price. And that takes a lot of time. How many people who are working two and three jobs at a time, you know, like Jefferson would say, to keep body and soul together, how many people are going to be able to do that, especially if they're not feeling well to begin with?
Exactly. And people don't know what they don't know.
Yes.
So keep in mind that there are only, five stations that now broadcast, five media entities that now broadcast. And so people are going to believe what they hear on television or what they hear on the radio. They're not going to do any real research, but which is very sad.
And the thing of it is, it's hard to do real research, because on the China study, as one example, one out of hundreds, thousands of examples. I had to go. I spent a lot of time, many, many, many hours going over the pros and cons and saying, because I knew after having read Weston Price, I knew that it couldn't be. But what you have to do is figure out how he analyzed. And then, of course, you get the naysayers saying, well, you know, this person that wrote a critique on the China study has no credentials compared to the doctors, the medical doctors who wrote the China study. And I had a person, I don't know if you ever watched the Truth About Cancer videos with Ty Bollinger.
Oh, yes. I've had him on my program.
Ty Bollinger. Really? Oh, cool. Well, anyway, he is an extremely good interviewer. And the value I saw in that was that he was actually interviewing medical doctors. Let me repeat that. Medical doctors. They had little letters behind their name. They had mm-hmm. credentials. And he was interviewing these guys who actually found alternative approaches to healing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I tried to tell people, you know, go watch this video, these videos. And no, these people don't know what they're talking about.
Well, there's also the screening process. And since, well, in the last 30 years, they want to screen you for everything. And they
right.
want to screen you for cancer. They want to screen you for everything. Mm-hmm. And they're not, and they tell you, your doctor will say, oh, mammographies prevent breast cancer or help save lives. But you know, if you get a mammography, 90% of the people who have a mammography and get a positive result or get, or they say that, you know, you've got some a problem here, 90% are false positives.
Right. Yeah.
And yet, so it's a treatment.
And there's medical doctors who wrote
you.
About that. Medical
yes.
doctors.
Exactly.
But somehow this information doesn't get out because why? Are we too afraid to broach the subjects to other people? A lot of times I get yelled at. I just get yelled at or accused of being the enemy. You know, after a while.
Well, it's because of that brainwashing that takes place via the media, and it is also the indoctrination process that they go through, that students go through at school.
Right.
Where,
and it's getting worse.
They think that doctors have all of the answers, mm-hmm. and also you have to look at all the television programs that have to do with medicine. And
right.
and you can go back 30, 40 years when there were, you know, all these doctor shows on, and mm-hmm. this was part of the indoctrination process.
Right.
So that even people, I mean,
kind
I
of
have
like
people,
you were describing in your book on Sandy Hook.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
And they, you know, I mean, I have a person in my family that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and so anyway, it's very sad.
Yeah, it is. When your own friends and relatives, I mean, you have to stand by and watch them die. I haven't been to a doctor in over 20 years, or a dentist. But don't tell anybody, please. Don't tell anybody, because I know a lot of people would not approve.
Well, I think that, well, Dr. Daniels, and I've had her on my program. She's got a program on
That's Kayla RPN, Daniels?
On Jennifer Daniels.
Oh, Jennifer, okay.
And she's got a program on Monday or Sunday night. And, I mean, when you go to the doctor, well, just about every time I've ever gone to the doctor or given my body over to allopathic medicine, I've suffered for it. And I think back over the years, and I think probably everything that's wrong with me is because of allopathic medicine.
Ah. Huh.
Yeah. And I think that just about all of us are vaccine damaged if we have mm-hmm. vaccines.
Yeah.
And we're also iodine deficient. So there's a lot of things going on in our society
right.
That makes us sick. And
makes us sick and brain injured, if you will.
Exactly. Yes.
Charlie Walters in Life in the Day of an Editor, he had a chapter on vaccines, and that was published in 1970. Wow. So the topic has been around a while. And, you know, I don't know. I think all we can do, the thing of it is, you know, you've got people now that do, there's more and more people that are trying to do good research and speak the truth. You know, it's hard to get voices heard, but, you know, the fact that there's some, this election, which is, you know, like a circus of sorts.
Exactly. And during this circus, the things that they are doing in Congress, which I just wrote about in my last article at Screening Sandy Hook, they're going after children from birth to 5 years old with screening, and they want to get these little kids, these toddlers, on drugs. And it passed the House. And it's the same thing when the O.J. Simpson trial was going on. The things that Congress was passing during that period of time were just about like what they're doing now. It is a circus. It is a big circus.
What I read that it stuck in my mind one time from, I used to get Wise Traditions from Sally Fallon. I since discontinued because I have a little beef with Sally, but she wrote that there was actually a proposal on the part of the drug companies to have statin drugs added to the drinking water. Statin drugs will cause stillbirth, stillborn babies, and among other things. But they were going to put it in the drinking water.
Well, I mean, they might as well add it to the fluoride. I mean,
why not?
And aspartame is in at least 2,000 prescription drugs. So really, when you go to the doctor and you get a prescription drug, I mean, when you go to the doctor, most people will not feel satisfied if the doctor says, you know what, just go to bed and have chicken soup. They want to walk out with a script. They want to want a medication because we've all been brainwashed to think we need medicine to get better, and that's just not true. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's awful. But when you think of that, they're adding all this garbage, these horrible things that are bad, bad, bad for us, to drugs, even drugs. I mean, and dairy products.
Yeah, dairy products too. Yeah, like milk in the store.
Why would you put aspartame in milk? I mean.
Seriously? And a bunch of other things. I forget what. There's a whole bunch of additives in commercial milk.
Exactly.
Sure. Which when you hear, you know, not milk, that there's at least there was years ago a website that said don't drink milk. They were right because commercial milk is actually, you know, akin to a poison. It's like, you know, eating sugar.
Right. And they well, they were putting the growth hormone in it, and there were a couple of people down in Florida who were doing a story for Fox News down there telling how bad this was, and they rewrote the story 75 times.
And was that Acree and Wilson, those two?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they took it to court. They went to court as whistleblowers, and the court said that it is permissible for Fox News to make up stuff, to create stuff.
That's why I call it faux news.
Yes, they said it was okay for them to lie and make stuff up. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for the first 2 hours is Geraldine Perry. She's the co-author of The Two Faces of Money and Climate Change, Land Use and Monetary Policy, The New Trifecta. Let's talk about the Dust Bowl. Excuse me. Are you there?
Yes.
Excuse me. Let's talk about the Dust Bowl. Do you want to talk about the Dust Bowl?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
The Dust Bowl.
Oh, the Dust Bowl. Oh, okay. Yeah, that was in the climate change book, I guess. I spent a little bit of time talking about that because, again, it's about land use. And the thing about climate change, I argue in my book that it doesn't really matter whether you believe that there's such a thing as climate change or not, because from Mesopotamia forward, we've had man-perpetrated climate change. The Dust Bowl was an example when the prairies, my grandparents, dug up the sod in the prairies. And that all, you know, I forget how much I wrote about that, how much topsoil, 18 inches, I don't know, several tons of topsoil per acre blew to the East Coast. And the people on the Eastern Seaboard, Congress, wouldn't believe anybody until somebody in the government timed it so that he knew there was a dust storm, and he timed it so that the, and then he had the people look out the window and saw you know, dark clouds of dirt blowing into the Atlantic, past the windows of Congress, into the Atlantic. That's when they finally understood there was a problem in the Dust Bowl. But basically, land use, you know, of any kind, is going to affect the local climate, because, you know, if you put a tree canopy up, in fact, that's, you know, like around here, it'll make it a little bit cooler. In Mesopotamia, they took down the forests and started doing irrigation, and then they had all of the silt, and that eventually turned into a desert. So what we're doing right now, and the thing of it is, what you're doing, you've been mining the soil for centuries of carbon. So everybody runs around saying, oh, we need a carbon tax to solve climate change. That's going to do it. You know, it's like a carbon tax on fossil fuels, when really plants need carbon
right.
in order to grow.
Right.
And I cited one story, a study in the book, which was showing this, that the plants are going to get weaker because there's not enough carbon in the soil. We've been mining the carbon out of it, and so that's where the agriculture comes in, because really the reason why we don't go say, oh, well, maybe we should try to rebuild our soils through intensive grazing management, you know, where you have the animals contribute, if you will, to the structure of the soil, right? And add humus and all of this stuff that the plants are going to need to survive. It also helps sequester whatever excess CO2 there might be in the atmosphere.
Right.
Now, so our solution is really, you know, really cockamamie. And then we want to build these solar panel systems that tap. I'm not talking about individual solar systems, you know, for individual homes.
Right.
I'm talking about the grid ones that are based around cities, and birds fly over them, they burst into flames. Those. So they're taking up a lot of land. You know, when you compare the argument over with oil or nuclear is going to be one. When you're looking at the kind of things that you need to do to mine to make these solar panels, and the fact that when you build them into a grid system, so who's making money on promoting this, and why do we all fall for it? You know, that solar energy or windmills are going to be our solution. Windmills create a lot of problems. They were banned in England. The Nature's Conservancy itself said, you know, when you look at it in terms of land use, windmills are bad. And my sisters and I, when we went on our road trip last year, we went through Nebraska and Kansas. It's appalling.
Oh. I mean, it's... Okay, it's, Jerry, we do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest the first 2 hours is Geraldine Perry, and we were talking about carbon and windmills, and somebody in the chat room put in a photo of things, all the windmills that are in West Texas now.
Yes. Oh, it's horrific. I was starting to tell you about our road trip when we went through Nebraska and Kansas. And it was bad enough going through the factory farms in South Dakota because they had resistance for years. But then you go south into Nebraska, and it's beautiful in the western part. It's unbelievably gorgeous. But you go through and you get to these small towns, and what you've got are little manufacturing centers where the farmers bring in their crops to be processed right there in the plants. So the farmers have the opportunity, and they don't want to see these plants destroyed because they can work in these plants as a second income for their farms that aren't making enough anyway, which are like 1,000, 2,000 acres in size because they're making them into corporations. And this has been an ongoing problem for a long time.
Wow.
So, what we were seeing was that we were stopped like every couple miles by trucks who were hauling parts of windmills. So the traffic would be stopped so that they could take this part of a windmill, and they were building windmill farms all across. And what they're probably doing is leasing the land. These companies, they're leasing the land from the farmers, right, for the windmills.
Right.
And so the farmer says, okay, it's a good deal for me. You know, I get an extra bit of income because they're not getting enough. And then to stay on the farms. And the same thing was true of the pipeline situation. Because I write about that in that American Dreams article, Destroyed by Debt. That was in the pipeline situation. Some of the farmers through those territories, South Dakota and North Dakota, where the XL was going to go through, they were leasing, and Nebraska, they'd already leased land to the XL company, TransCanada, I think it was. But the other farmer said, whoa, wait a minute here. I think we're going to have a problem. And so they teamed up with the Indians. Strange bedfellows to make the Cowboy Indian Alliance, and the XL was stalled with veto. It's in court now because of NAFTA, but in the meantime, they had another pipeline started that the Cowboy Indian Alliance had to. They're in a fight, a battle now to stop. Meanwhile, there's another clone that's running through. I think it's Illinois. And then it has to do with the way commerce is, you know, I explained that later, that, you know, all these homeowners are waking up with these fracking pits in their rigs in their backyard.
Oh, yes.
And that has to do with land use and how the ideas of who's entitled to the land and who could profit from it have changed since the beginning, the writing of the Constitution.
Right. Now, you also talked about factory farms. Did you visit some factory farms?
We just drove by. We didn't visit them. You know, a lot of them, especially in Illinois, you're not allowed. There's a law against that for the animals in particular. But in South Dakota, a lot, what they do is they'll fence some of them along the road, and as you go by, you can smell them before you even see them.
Oh, wow. Now, these factory farms, they load up these poor animals with a lot of antibiotics because they're living in such filthy, in a filthy condition.
Right. And they create these manure lagoons, which will burst open and get into rivers. They kill fish all the time. The odor has killed some people who live next to them. Blinded others, made others ill, just like the windmills. There was a doctor in the East. I forgot her name. I was going to write about her, but I decided, oh, that's too much. But she was carrying on this campaign against the windmills and their noise that it was making her, and the reason she wrote about it was making her patients sick.
Really?
Just the noise from these windmills. Now, supposedly, you know, we're told all these problems have been corrected, but no, you just look at the windmills. I mean, they're, and especially when there's other alternatives around. You know, I mean, oh, man.
Well, it takes up so much land, and it does kill. It kills the birds. It's dangerous.
Right, it kills the birds. It's supposedly it's a job creator, and it's not. Once they're up, that's about it. There's maintenance, but the reason they're banned is because the oil spills that occur from the inside of these things. Not to mention what it takes to construct one.
Right, but so who's making all the money? but they're dangerous. They're not effective.
Right.
What's going on?
And yet, we as a population, you know, as voters, we gather around this supposed solution to our energy problems. Right. We want to get. There's a whole bunch of reasons why we should get rid of fossil fuels. A whole bunch. Carbon isn't one of them. It's just not. But we're talked into accepting these really ridiculous alternatives like windmill without even looking at all of the facts.
Right.
So you get into the same kind of situation, I guess, that we were talking about with food or with vaccines. There's a wall created between the believers and non-believers. And it makes conversation really hard, a debate really hard, or a discussion. Not even a debate, just a discussion.
Right. Because people will think you have a tinfoil hat on, they think you're nuts.
Right.
They believe that the government is out to help them.
Right.
They look to the government. The government has become the new religion
for
people. Oh, gosh.
I know. It's like, wow.
Right.
What a pickle. But, you know, so every once in a while I have to collect myself and say, well, let's see how we can look at the glass half full.
Sure.
Because you get involved in this stuff, you know, like in our group with the vaccines, we were just going round and round this last year, which is probably about 9-10 months ago that we got into an extended discussion on the problem that was occurring in Illinois with some new regulations on vaccines.
Oh, what new regulations? Now I know.
I don't remember because they come off. They come across the board so often. But I think these were state based, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. But there are states that, like California, you cannot use any of the three exemptions. And in certain, well, in New York City, when they decided that all the children in New York City from 6 months up had to have the flu shot. That was assisted by the Archdiocese in New York. And in California, no exemptions. And then you have some churches that actually endorse this stuff. So it's difficult to use the religious exemption. A doctor's not going to give you an exemption. And philosophical exemption is probably the best one to use. And I know that there are websites that have the states listed and the exemptions that are usable.
I'm so glad I don't have any kids. Now my kids are all grown, because that vaccination thing alone is horrifying.
It is. And they're worse. I mean, when my kids were young, I mean, they didn't have as many, but now you have as many as, what, 35?
I know. Mine escaped just under the wire, from getting all of those vaccines. They had a few, but not like what came down the pike in about 83, was it, when they started, 84, when they really started ramping up?
1991 was the real bad year, and that's when the CDC demanded all these, or recommended all of these vaccines. And that's when you started having a lot of really, really sick kids. And
yeah, right. And that's, I think that's on some of those on that vaccine page that I have, some of those websites will talk about all of that, the problems that the kids have been getting coming. The doctors themselves have been finding with their kids. The patients that they see, the young children,
but yet they have a standard of care, mm-hmm. and they really can't say anything because you're required you're obligated to follow the standard of care,
right?
And the standard of care, especially for pediatricians, and pediatricians make most of their money from vaccines. In fact, a pediatrician is the recruiting vehicle to get people at birth into the allopathic system. And so if a doctor does not abide by the standard of care, they can lose their license. And the license, they're licensed, and they receive their marching orders from the American Medical Association, from the hospital, and from the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So, and most of the doctors, I don't know whether you've noticed this, but they're hardly, we're talking about independent farmers and independent ranchers and independent store owners. I mean, whatever happened to the corner grocery store?
Right.
Yeah. Independent doctors are now not so independent. You hardly find anybody that is a single doctor practice. They're all in groups, and most of them are now working for a hospital.
Yes. Yeah, and the insurance system is set up that way. There are, I've had some friends who were doctors, medical doctors, and they did their own thing, at risk of having their licenses yanked, by recommending dietary changes and, you know, some herbs and different things. They didn't administer vaccines, so that wasn't part of their, I think, what did they do? What? A field where they, I don't remember. This was a while ago. But anyway, and maybe I think the screws have been clamping down tighter also over the last few years for what doctors, the leeway doctors have in their standard of care parameters.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And see, you can also be sued. If you follow the standard of care, you can't be sued.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they do it. They're kind of squeezed into this system, and they really can't break out of it because a lot of them have loans that they have to pay off. They have lifestyles that they have to maintain. They have spouses, you know, and so they're just kind of locked in.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I don't know.
Allopathic medicine does kill 880,000 people a year.
Yeah.
So if you interact with allopathic medicine, chances are that that you'll die. And even prescription drugs are designed to kill at least 50% of the people that take them. So
really?
When we,
designed? I wouldn't believe that. I haven't looked into that for several years. It's been, you know, the only thing I did was rewrite those couple pages I told you about. But
sure. Well, whether they're designed to or whether they just do, at least 50% of the people that take them.
Right.
And if you listen to the advertisements on television, and of course they started in 1997, the United States is one of the few, well, it's the only country now. It used to be the United States and another country that allowed direct-to-consumer advertising for mm-hmm. pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, when you are hearing all of these things that could happen to you if you take a particular drug, they're really just covering their butt because they've given everybody public notice that this is what could happen. So if you take that drug and that thing happens to you, they can say, well, gosh, we issued a public notice, and it's just too bad. You took it, and so you're sick, and that's too bad.
Oh, dear. Oh, you died? Sorry. Let's move on.
Right. Move on. There's nothing to see here, right?
Right. Oh. I don't know. All I can say is looking at it, you know, from the political landscape, just the fact that you had so many people, grassroots, supporting, however clueless these people are, these, you know, candidates, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, the outliers. You had a lot of people saying no to the establishment.
Right.
Both Republican and Democratic establishment, and saying, no, we want a different choice. So to me, that's a good sign, and I hope it continues and starts. It keeps a debate going over, you know, the I don't even want to think about the election.
Oh, I mean, they're just, we are under the illusion that we have a choice.
I believe that
they've already lined up Hillary for the White House.
Right.
And,
yeah.
She paid, her foundation, the Clinton Foundation, paid off that gentleman that was the gentleman that's been talking. He talked it, I guess, at one of the DNC. I didn't watch any of that stuff. But apparently the Clinton Foundation paid that couple off to keep talking about how awful Trump is.
You can tell by the media drumbeat right now that somebody's paying somebody off to get Trump out of the picture.
Exactly. And
so,
go ahead.
I mean, the good thing about that is that both of the outliers were against free trade, and then you had that Brexit vote. Now they want to tell you that, I mean, free trade, the way that it's defined by the money power. I'm not talking about free trade. I'm talking about, quote, free trade.
Right. It's not free. It costs jobs in America.
Right, and, exactly. Everywhere it costs jobs. They're protesting all over Europe against the TTIP. I mean, you know, throwing the farmers in particular, because it has a lot of things that are damaging. GMO, they're trying to force the GMO stuff down the throats of the European community.
Exactly. Yes.
So they want, you know, and then you know, like Clinton and what's his name? Oh, Obama. You have them on tape in 2008 saying that they supported, they were against the TTIP and TPP, and now Obama says, oh, no, that it's the best thing since sliced bread, blah, blah, blah. And then Clinton, because she's pushed into a box, says, oh, yes, I will not support the TPP.
Right. They lie. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. 2 hours have gone by really, really fast. Our guest the first 2 hours has been Geraldine Perry. She's the co-author of The Two Faces of Money and Climate Change, Land Use and Monetary Policy, The New Trifecta. Her websites are thehealthadvantage.com and thetwofacesofmoney.com. Anyway, somebody in the chat room said, 2017 is the centenarian anniversary of the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. That's why I think they want to get Hillary into office in 2017. That's quite a, yeah.
I was telling you about my slide presentations, economic, encroaching economic police state, and then the other one on free trade and the monetary system. So Charles Walters has this template. Well, I was listening to a video online from Catherine Austin Fitz, and she put in place another template. So, of the monetary system. So you're talking about the reason that Hillary would be chosen, selected, whatever, mm-hmm. to be president. I kind of think that she's kind of just going to make sure that everything just stays in place, because what Catherine Austin Fitz did was she kind of added another layer to the matrix, if you will, in her talk, and she said that there's three financial systems going on. So Walter says this is all taking place since World War II, around World War II.
Sure, yeah.
Austin Fitz, of course, was, it worked for HUD, and she discovered that back door to the computer system, and then she discovered later how the drugs were being run through the inner cities to destroy those communities and then take over
through Mena Airport. Mena Airport was a really big...
That was another guy. But Fitz was talking about how they were deliberately hollowing out the inner cities in Southeast LA by running the drugs and then taking over that real estate, essentially.
Sure. Well, you know, the Clintons did run drugs through Mena Airport.
Right.
And Comey, who is the FBI, in charge of the FBI now, let him off the hook because he was the one that was laundering the money during that time.
Right. And the thing that is, one of the elements, so how do they do this? Well, Fitz was saying that there's three elements that have been put in place around World War II. One was the Economic Stabilization Fund, which was created the same year HUD was, in 1934. The other was the intelligence committees, NSA, CIA, and all of those.
Sure.
And then there's the overt financial community. And she said these three have been converging and have resulted, she believes, in a financial coup d'etat around 2012 that basically involves a... leverage buyout of the planet.
Sure. Or 2008. I mean, it started early. Oh, Jerry, thank you so much for being on the program. 2 hours go right by really fast. Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. It was good talking to you.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.